learned something about failure, ask an artist. We've been there, we've done that. We'll probably do it again. Some folks think failure is an excuse to quit, chalk it up to hard knocks, move on to something else. Artists, well, we got ourselves on the line. We're painting, we're writing, we're singing something. Integral to ourselves. We can't sell it, we can't get approval. We can't make others see what it is we see, the beauty of it, the truth of it. We don't get to just walk away, shrug it off, pick up a hammer, and become a carpenter. If we do, the house we're building becomes a yard. And I bet you dollars to Degas, we aren't going to become bond traders next. The trouble with failure for some of us artists is we're forced to make sense of it. It's not really external, some quirk of bad luck, even if, for a while, we rationalize it. We live in a marketplace society, for good or bad. We live and die by the cash register. And that society doesn't much care about any art other than mass commercial art. Odds are pretty certain you'll fail. So you have to ask yourself, why go on? I had two gallery owners on the island tell me their definition of art was simple. It's what sells. The Van Gogh earlobe myth of a guy killing himself with only one sale to his name, then becoming discovered, was hogwash, they said. Sales, that's the measure, darling. That's the bar to reach if you want to be a success. I know too many South Enders who are fine artists who don't rack up sales. A couple are great artists and they make the least money. I'd cry out loud and flush my credit card if they quit because revenues were paltry. We do what we do out of a need to recreate the world, to make it over to resemble ourselves, to make manifest that inchoate yearning we feel and need to express in some way or other. On the South End, this is fairly normal. Most other places, well, it's a definition of failure. No need to tell you, but I sure don't plan to move anytime soon.